This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. You know, there are lots of suggestions for questions to ask at the end of an interview. Some of them are good, some of them are pretty useless, but here I want to offer you three, because I think you can remember three things to ask at the end of an interview. And from that, you're going to get a pretty clear picture about where you stand. So I hope you find this helpful, and if you do, please give No BS Job Search Advice Radio 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher, and it just helps with other people finding the show. Also want to remind you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I've got a ton of great information that I've curated to help you find work more quickly, and you can ask me questions, and I'll answer them for you. Plus, there are other people who are members of the site who can also offer their input. So again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Come there and join. And with that, let's get rolling. And I want to talk with you today about ending an interview extremely well and extremely powerfully. In this particular approach, you're going to know real clearly how the firm sees you, whether they see you as being qualified or unqualified for the role. It will leave no mystery whatsoever. And it also serves the purpose of, again, leveling the playing field between you and the hiring firm. So, invariably, there's a section of the interview where they go, "So, do you have any questions for us?" And I've covered that in a previous video about how best to answer that question. But now, as the interview is starting to wind down, there's a couple more questions I want to encourage you to ask. Now, this is past the point where you're talking about the job or talking about their assessment criteria once you're on board. This is really at the wind down phase. So, excuse me while I just refer to my screen. It has a couple of reference points I just want to make sure I ask. So, question number one. Do you see any gaps in my experience or my employment that I need to fill? Now, this is going to give you an insight into how they judge you for this role. Whether there's a perceived deficiency in your background and what that is. Are there any reasons you don't judge them qualified for this role? Now, this is a magic question, because when they answer that, if you have some of that experience, you can go, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't cover that point in one of my answers. This is what I've done related to that. Would you like to ask me more about this? Because I want to make sure you have all the information that you need." Here's the final one. Now that you've had a chance to interview me, are there any reservations that you have about putting me into this role? Again, it allows you an opportunity to address concerns that they have, so that this way you've had an opportunity to take your tennis racket and, you know, send it back over the net to them, make them ask more questions, investigate more fully. Because sometimes you have to remember, the interviewer is not extremely skilled. They have a finite amount of time where they're evaluating and assessing. They miss things, you know what I mean? So this gives you ways of finding out their thinking at the end of an interview, so that at the end of the day, you know exactly where you stand. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, come over to jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information that I've developed and other people have developed that's going to help you find work more quickly, because you're not going to make dumb mistakes. You know what I mean? You know, the stuff that happens throughout your search through ignorance. Plus, you're also able to ask me questions and avoid headaches that are going to become costly later on. The kinds of things that cost your job offers and result in you getting a lower salary offer. So again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Now, this show, it comes on daily, Monday through Monday, every day of the week. I provide you with advice to help you with your search. I hope you find it helpful. I hope you give it 5 stars in iTunes. And with that, see you tomorrow.